Welcome to the Unbothered Moms. We are shifting our perspectives and
letting shit go.
I'm Bridget.
I'm Kat.
And today we are going to touch on a couple different things. Just what's going on in our lives.
Chang Chang.
Kat?
Yes, so me. Oh, guys.
What's going on in your life?
I was so sick this week. I thought I was going to be taken to the pasture and put to death.
Didn't hear from you for like 24 hours. And I honestly got a little bit nervous because you had already been away for a couple days and I hadn't seen you. Mm-hmm.
You're like, is she alive?
And I was like scared. I was like, something happened to her.
Yes. I literally, guys, my kids weren't even in school and somehow I wound up with strep throat. Mm-hmm. But like hardcore strep throat. I had like 102.9 fever. I couldn't get it to go down with medicine.
Ew.
Body aches, chills,
sweating,
yes, everything. And then I had a fever, but I was so fucking cold that you
that.
Do the thing you shouldn't do. I went into a hot shower and sat there for 30 minutes and let it run down my body.
And then you were at like 105.
Yeah,
and you almost
died. Yeah, basically. So yeah,
oh my god.
But you know what's funny about that? My kids were so receptive to me being sick.
And okay, how does it annoy you? Because it annoys me.
They were like, "Mommy, are you okay today? Hey,
I know.
Are you feeling better?" Like,
but how come you can't be like that
normally?
Normally,
mm-hmm.
How come only if I'm on my actual deathbed are you kind to me?
Yes, I know. That is weird. Yeah,
it's nice. It's nice, but mm-hmm. It also annoys me because I'm like, so you have it in you. You just are
choosing not to do it.
Not to you. Yeah.
Yeah. So like every day for 2 days, I didn't hug them. Kiss them, anything.
Oh,
because
they're like, probably going through withdrawal.
They were. They'd be like, Sage would be like, "Can I touch your leg?" And I'd be like, "Go ahead, you peasant, touch my leg." But
kiss my foot.
I was just like, I just didn't want, because if, first off, I don't like seeing my kids sick, but second, then I have to deal with it.
Right. And you're already sick.
And I'm already sick.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's probably
rough.
One of the only times where I like wasn't able to care for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, dead. I was so unwell. But I feel great now. Thank you, antibiotics.
Yay.
I feel good.
Modern medicine.
But it's just funny to see your kids like thinking, like every morning they woke up, "Are you feeling better today? Are you good? Are you happy?"
Oh.
I'm like, "I'm happy, but I still don't feel well."
Yeah.
Can we play a board game later? And I'm like, I'm
still
contagious.
They love board games, huh?
We're big board game people. We just got Mousetrap.
Cool.
Which is
how'd
funny.
It go?
It was great until Sage realized that her, like, she never landed on the mousetrap and she wanted to do it. So we were like, just do it. But she's like, "I want to land on it." Ah, like she like, just, we're in the tantrum.
But aren't you supposed to not get trapped?
No, but she wanted to land on the thing where you can set it off.
Oh, I haven't played in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like, we are in tantrum stage with her, like hardcore rolling. Like what rolls on the ground as an animal? Like
an armadillo?
An alligator roll? When they roll their, like, they get their prey and roll them.
Oh.
She goes crazy. She, I don't know what is going on, but she's hardcore.
Wow.
Tantruming. So that's where we're at in
motherhood
right now.
Sounds intense.
Like, it's crazy. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's screaming?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And crying?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But it's like not for a legitimate reason. So
right, well,
I'm just
right.
Like, we're going to stop that right now. Let's go into your room. Go play in your room. Take some quiet time and relax a little bit. No!
Sometimes I used to be like, when Izzy would do that, I'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, just to get them to be like,
what
am I doing?
What are you doing? She'd be like, "Oh, I'm mad." I'm like, can you be mad literally anywhere else? Because I can't. I can't. And now she talks to people like that and it's my fault.
But it is a good point. It's a distraction tactic.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You look actually crazy. I wouldn't say that because I think that's, like, you're not supposed to.
You don't
want
to say
as
you
a parent
look crazy.
Or something.
Yeah. That's, like, the whole thing about saying, what's wrong with you?
Never. Right.
But it's so easy to say that.
I say
but
that.
You shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, nothing's wrong with them.
Right.
So, like, find actually what is happening instead of saying that. And I have said that. And then I've seen, like, those are really damaging things to say to your kids. And I'm like, okay, let's refocus our brain to not say that.
Yeah. You know, actually, I'm usually like, what's going on?
That's a great, it's an open question.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's, I don't know. Like,
and it's like,
cool.
Me either.
Yeah. So what we're going to do about this?
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
What's going on in your world over there?
I was also sore this week, my body. But it was, I was not sick. I was, I wore 5 or 6 inch heels to a concert.
What concert?
A Nicki Minaj concert.
Okay.
They were pink, hot pink heels. It was fabulous. It was so fun. Such a good crowd. And I don't wear heels. I don't go into the office ever. I maybe wear heels for a wedding. And I also feel the same way afterwards. But this was different because I was like dancing and like it was in Baltimore. The streets, some of them are cobblestone still. Mm-hmm. Why do we still have those?
Oh, I love a good old cobblestone street.
Not in heels?
No.
Well,
you're the one in heels.
I was literally like, I looked crazy. I kept them on.
So that's impressive.
Until there's a video of me walking home without shoes on.
Okay, that's smart. You got to take them off. It's fine.
My feet were sore from, I think, the barefoot and the cobblestones. And then I have a couple bruises on my legs. My back hurts for some reason. So that's where we're at.
Well, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 24 anymore. I'm officially 34 and slowly dying.
It's funny. You're like, I don't wear heels, but she has like 7,000 pairs.
I love them.
You just don't wear them.
I don't go anywhere to wear them.
Me either.
If I did go places to wear them, and my friends are short. Like, you're literally probably one of my taller friends, and you're
5'5".
Yeah. Most of my friends are like 5'1 or 5'2".
Oh my God. You would be like, wait, who is that? Like Kourtney Kardashian and, no, Kylie Jenner and Kourtney? Like the size difference?
Oh, Kendall. Kendall and Kourtney.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
hilarious. Except, yeah. I could like literally, if I had my heels on, because I love big heels. Mm-hmm. If I had I could rest my arm on my friends' heads as an armrest.
See, that's not, then you look like a behemoth.
I look crazy.
Yeah, okay.
I look like an Amazon woman.
So let's not do that.
Yeah, but I think that's also why I usually date taller guys. I'm like, this is my chance to wear my heels.
Okay, that makes sense as to why you were like, you got to be tall.
But where are we going with heels?
Even little booties or something.
Yeah, but I like them.
Sky high.
They're fun. They're way more fun. You can fit way more patterns on them. Just exciting stuff here, people.
Yeah.
But I also love my sneaks.
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Mm. I got a pair of mud boots. Never thought I'd say that.
Only you.
Only you.
What do you? Okay, so
no,
I've heard of rain boots. I've heard of snow boots.
So listen.
Now there's
my parents live in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I just visited, and they're in mud season. It's insane.
What
so
does
it's
that
literally
mean?
When the snow is melting, everything's freaking muddy.
Okay.
And there's a lot of rain.
Okay.
And there's a lot of dirt roads and dirt.
Oh.
And so everything is mud.
And it's called mud season.
They're in mud season. It's
odd.
Literally. Uh-huh. So I got a pair of mucks for $100.
Mucks for $100.
They're like kind of short little booties. They're so cute. Deep green.
But
I get
what makes
green.
Them mud boots compared to any other sort of like weather resistant or rain resistant boot?
I don't know. I didn't ask those questions, but I can wear them in mud, rain.
Okay.
Snow. They're like insulated, but not with inner like hot lining. Cause I already have a pair of like LLB boots for that, for like winter.
Right.
But yeah.
So more like spring boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wore them yesterday when I took my compost out to the composter and walked across
wood.
My wet lawn
with your mud boots.
With my mud boots.
Okay.
To which I had to hop over a tree that fell down behind our shed from the wind.
The wind's been wild.
Inches from our shed.
Mm.
And I'm like, that was close.
That was a close one.
That was a close one. Would have had some pretty mad mice if the shed got.
Oh, you have mice in there.
Yeah, that's the back one though. We don't really care about that. That has the tractor in it and like shovels.
Oh,
and
right. I forgot you have two sheds.
We got nothing. Like,
yeah.
Let them live. I'm like, let them live their best life.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of their land.
Exactly.
You're kind of squatting on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the least you could really do.
I know.
Just let them live in the shed.
Live in the shed. That's fine.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I don't go in there ever.
Were your mud boots comfortable?
So, I can't wait to show them to you.
Lame.
You're like, here's my 6-inch bright pink platform heels. And I'm like, here's my olive green mud boots.
Yeah, we're like so similar. It's crazy.
So similar.
Your mud boots.
I love it though. But I was really excited about that purchase.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. What did I purchase recently? New makeup. My skin's been acting the fuck up. I've never met her before.
It looks fine right now. Is it because you have makeup on?
No, it's been better, but I've been putting antihistamine topical on every night.
You're allergic to something.
Something. So I made an allergist with a man at the end of the month, a man also known as a doctor.
I made an appointment with
Why
a man.
Did I say it like that?
Instead of just saying I have an appointment at the end of the month.
Odd. With an allergist at the end of the month. So I'm hoping that they like do the little prick test. Mm-hmm. I guess I should call and make sure that that's the case.
No, just go.
But I don't want to have to go again. I just want to go one time and be like, do this.
Yeah, maybe you should call then because they might just like talk to you.
I put allergy testing as the reason.
Okay.
But I would just like to confirm, I think.
Smart.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I would just show up and be like, okay, I'll come back 4 times before I get what I want.
No. We're not in that business.
No. I'm working on it, y'all.
Yeah. But yeah, so hopefully there's some findings there. Because it was red AF.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a video and I was
slightly
like,
swollen.
Like, damn, girl, don't leave that house.
Yeah. Like, it hurt. Damn.
Shit.
But yeah.
It's getting older.
It is.
Shit's changing.
Well, you know what? My friend Mel, who's a makeup artist, she was like, well, because she was going to do my makeup for Nikki. And I was like, girl, you do not want to touch my face. Like, I don't even want you to touch my face because I don't know like how it's going to react. And she was like, well, have you had milk recently? And I was like, I don't really drink milk. And I was like, oh, you know what? Izzy. So during, I guess it was just the past month or so, she had gone to my mom's house and then Kevin's parents' house. She comes back and she goes, mommy, why do the old people always have all the good milk? I was like, what?
Like real milk?
Like 2% or whole milk. Yeah. And like I have almond milk. She hates it. And I think Kevin either does like skim or almond. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, the milk's just better for the old people.
I love old people.
And I was like, okay. So I bought 2% milk and I was putting some in my oatmeal.
That might have been it.
Maybe.
But I also don't. I don't know.
But we're about to find out in T-minus 3 weeks.
By a man. If you didn't hear that part.
Has his medical degree, hopefully.
We'll see. We'll see what kind of testing TBD. He does on you. You know what I want to talk about?
What is that?
The weird fucking shit kids say that like humbles you. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God. What?
The other day, Knox. He's like, hey, mom. I'm like, what's up, bud? He's like, can we have a nicer home?
God damn. Boom.
I was
roasted.
Like, shit. And I was like,
what does he
mean? This home is pretty nice, I think. Like, I was like flabbergasted. I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, I don't know, glass stairs.
What?
And I was like, well, we surely cannot have glass stairs with you and Sage fighting and romping around
like,
everywhere.
We surely would have zero
stairs. I'm like,
stairs.
They'd be broken. And he's like, really hard glass though. And I was like, no, that's not gonna happen. And he's like, and you know, like just a really tall ceilings. And I'm like, where are we getting this from?
Yeah, what?
Mario.
Oh my God. The fucking castle?
No, like when Mario and Luigi, so the new one that came out, go to service like that rich people's house in the beginning with the crazy dog.
I never saw them. I didn't watch the movie.
I don't
know.
So that's where he got it from. But I was just like, buddy, I think we have a really nice house. And he's like, it could be better.
Damn.
But I'm also like, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
not
like,
gonna say that.
You're like, yeah, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. I would love my own fucking bathroom.
That's true. That's a downfall.
Working on it.
I mean, Izzy still's in my bathroom all the time. Well, Izzy will be like, mommy, I wish we had a playroom. I'll be like, yeah, same.
I know. So it goes like so many different ways.
Yeah.
To where like I get it, but I'm like, the shit kids say.
You know what she calls moving though? She calls skipping houses.
Oh. That's interesting.
So she'll say, like, she'll be like, oh, like when you skipped out of daddy's house.
Like, sounds like you skipped the payment.
I did skip. Kind of was kind of happy.
A little jolly. A little jolly jog.
Yeah, I had a little pep in my step. But yeah, when you skipped houses, when you skipped out of daddy's house and moved to this house, and then if we skip to another house, like, where is that coming
the
from?
The darndest things. I don't know.
Odd, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think, I've actually never talked about it with anybody else because I'm like, is that, that's not norm. That's not something people say.
Skipping houses, moving to skipping. I mean, it's, they're both the same. If you're skipping, you're moving.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
The darndest thing.
It's her little thing. Skipping houses.
I can't. I just feel like kids are so much work. I'm like just stressed lately. Sage got into like her lotion the other day. She has lotion on top of like her dresser that every now and then she's like, I'm itchy. And I'm like, okay, I'll give her a little dollop in her thing.
Yeah.
Well, no.
She needs more.
She doused. She stood on top of her little rolly thing to reach it.
Uh-oh.
And I go in at night and she's like red-handed. It's everywhere.
At least she didn't fall. I heard rolly thing and I was like, she's about to eat
no,
shit.
No, she's actually.
She's very well-balanced.
Well-balanced.
She's, yeah, she can do a lot of things that I would not expect.
Yes. She's like.
She can climb things. Mm-hmm. She can jump off things.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, whatever.
Yeah. So, she had hair full of lotion, everything. Mm-hmm. I dropped her off to school the next day. I'm like, didn't have time for a shower. She has a full head of lotion.
Wait, so Izzy got into, I have baby oil because I just love the smell of it. And I like to like really oil myself up before bed and then hop into bed like in nice clean sheets and just smell like
a baby.
A baby.
Need therapy
it's,
for this.
Yeah, there's layers
it's
to that.
Layered.
But I love it. Mm-hmm. So like she, I guess, I don't know what happened. She got into it somehow, which it's hard to get the cap off. But I had just washed her hair and then it was so greasy that I emailed the teacher and I said, listen, she's clean, but she's giving Kurt Cobain right now. So I just want you to be aware, like, she's fine. I'm taking care of her, but she's gotten to some baby oil.
And you're like, okay.
The teacher was like, yeah, no problem. She looked great today. I was like, liar.
Slicked back hair.
Yeah.
I know. I told Sage's teacher, I'm like, lotion. Like, I didn't have time.
Yeah.
So it's up in a messy bun, and she smells like lavender fields.
I mean, yeah, they smell great.
Yeah.
They just look a mess. They smell wonderful. You know what I tried?
What?
So I snore, and my dear friend Mary Lou, the way I just said it, my dear friend Mary Lou makes it sound like I'm 80 years old.
No,
but
sounds great.
We travel. We go places together. We stay over, hotels, whatever. And I snore. And she's always like, yep, you snored again. And she's like exhausted because I kept her up from snoring. I finally got Breathe Right strips.
Oh, I've heard people try those.
Yeah.
Did
and they're
work?
Lavender scented. Made me think of that because Sage was scented with lavender.
Did it work?
I think so.
Well, actually, you don't know because.
Well, I didn't stay with her. I stayed with my friend Courtney.
Mm.
So, but I was like, did I snore? She's like, I don't think so. I don't know.
You're both passed out.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really knew.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but TBD. I'm excited about them, except, so they're like bandages.
Yeah,
but
they pull your nose
hard.
Apart. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like supposed to give you more breathing area. To rip that off.
You're pulling out some blackheads. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like a twofer, but I was like, ouch. Like,
it's just
it hurt
the pulling off. Oh my god, it just made me think. I want to do an episode of one time of like random shit. So, this came across my brain when I was on my deathbed the other day thinking I was dying from being sick. Like, and I'm usually pretty good about being sick, I was just like down and out, like, kill me. I literally, this is the shit I thought about. If I am ever, and this is for everyone watching and for you, if I am ever like in the hospital in a coma. I can't like take care of myself for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Wax my fucking mustache.
But like seriously though. Yeah,
what if I'm sitting there and people are coming to greet me and they're like, ooh.
No. I used to work in a nursing home. The amount of facial hair.
Like, how is someone going to feel sad and want to be like, I hope you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
I want someone to feel sad for me, not bad that I have hair on my
upper roll
lip.
Over.
I love when I make her goose.
They stagger backwards.
Oh. So can we agree that if that happens, yes. You're in there with wax strips just taking care of my upper lip?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got you.
Thank you. I don't care really about anything else, but you know, I'm kind of a hairy person. That shit comes in. All of a sudden you look in the mirror and you're like, oh no. How many days has it been?
But it's not even the mirror. Sometimes it's when you get in the car and the sun hits a strand and you're like, how long have you been there?
Have other people seen
it's
this?
Like a jump scare. Like, thank God for remote work.
Oh, seriously.
But also
it's let us go a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't even.
We should do an episode one time of random stuff like that that you think of. Like, just like, also, like, people are always like, don't wear those underwear. Make sure you always wear your best underwear, because if you get hit by a car and the EMTs rip it off, you don't want to be in your, like, period panties.
Oh my God, I've never thought of that.
I think of so many weird things to where I'm just like, that would not be a great
of
day
either of those things.
I think of it.
That's hilarious. Obviously
that was I got the goose laugh. That's my favorite. Are you out of breath? Do you feel okay? You need
That's the thing. I don't know. It's all I've always I mean I don't say always I want to say like at least from when I was able to get made fun of for it. So, like, what, middle school? Mm-hmm. I've always laughed like that when it's, like, really funny to me.
See, I like it. It makes me feel accomplished that I'm, like, making you laugh that hard that you give us the squeak.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. It's good times.
Coming on up, we're going to do the Tropic Thunder. It's your turn.
Tropic Thunder. Food.
Okay.
What kind of question do you have for me about food?
Are there any types of food that would turn you on in the bedroom? If you had to choose a food in the bedroom.
In the bedroom?
Yep.
I don't.
I know you're not into that. I mean, I'd eat a hoagie on the side of the bed.
Yeah, I don't do food in the bed. Like, my place of sleeping is my, like, even like popcorn or anything like that, like, no.
Okay. You're on the couch then.
I'm on the couch.
Feed me those jelly beans.
That's the thing. I don't know. For me, it's like, I don't know. I feel like those two are things are very, they're like compartmentalized in my head differently.
Eating and
sex. So like, I mean, maybe like a nerd. No. Maybe like a. Something clean, like the sweet tart straws.
Oh, yes.
That Nicole, put us on. Mm-hmm. Those.
Okay. Look them up if you haven't had them. They're really delicious.
They're so good. You can get them at the dollar store.
Yep. There
That's
you go.
Where I've gotten mine.
That's a good one.
That's what I would say.
Okay. I like it.
Good question.
And now coming up for the Unbothered Baddie
of the week.
We have.
As you can tell, we're both wearing sweatshirts. Oh, my hair. Sorry, my hair's
greedy
too long.
Genius. I say greedy genius. It's awesome.
Greedy genius. All different colors.
Yep. So styles. We want to shout him out. Bobby BJ Glover from North Sound, local. Okay. So I actually got this brand through my friend Brock. Thank you, Brock. And I loved it. I'm like, where'd you get that sweatshirt? I need it. I love it. Everything. And, then looking into it, Greedy Genius, I'm like, what is it about? What is it? So I'll just read the little blurb of the about. Greedy Genius at its core is a lifestyle brand. We believe color is the strongest statement in showing one's personal taste, feelings, and sense of being. You're encouraged to be as bright as the world. Different logo designs, clothing styles that trend to just the most comfortable but bold hoodie in your closet. Let us color your life.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's so great. Such a good.
Positive
message and.
Inclusive as well.
Inclusive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you go on Instagram at Greedy Genius Guild, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see all of what he does.
Yeah.
Like really cool videos and reels and just awesome designs. And you can go and also buy stuff. They have cool trucker hats, all different things.
Yeah, we'll link it.
We'll link it for sure.
Yeah.
But I love that he's local and I love what he's doing for the community.
Yeah.
I love his shit. So.
And it's super comfy.
Super comfy.
This is the third time I've worn it. I took them home to like wash them. I was like, I'll take it home to wash, Kat. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, okay.
I'm not taking it off.
Washing it. She's like,
I'm not going to take it off. But yeah, I love the tie dye. Yeah. But so many different colors. They have jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that. I love people that have like their own brands and style. And he's really great at promoting himself and his business.
Yeah. And also helping out others in the meantime.
Exactly. So you are our Unbothered Baddie of the Week. And thank you.
Thanks.
Is that everything?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I always say that. Sorry. Not that there's ever a bad one, I know.
Oh,
bummer. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next week. Share, subscribe, like us, and catch all the behind-the-scenes content at YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at The Unbothered Moms. See you next week.
See ya.